Welcome to the 2013 Hay House World Summit, a live conversation with Dr. Wayne Dyer. And now here's Hay House President and CEO Reed Tracy and Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here with Wayne again for another conversation. We're going to have a talk about a few things. But mainly, I wanted to thank each and every one of you who listened to the World Summit. We had people who listened from over 217 countries and territories. And in the last Olympics, there were only 204 countries and territories represented. So we were very, very excited about that. And we had millions of visits to the pages and all the different, the 110 different hours of people that we had there. We had amazing comments. There were over 20,000 comments, and I'd say 99% of them were positive, how the different conversations really helped people with their lives. And Wayne, I know you over the years, I've talked to you many, many times, and you're always reading about new people and listening to new people and discovering new people. And some of those people that you've discovered, you bring to us through PBS or through your talks, like Anita Morjani and Immaculee and Dan Caro and a whole bunch of other people. And so how did you enjoy the World Summit?
Oh, it was terrific. I had a wonderful time. I obviously didn't have a chance to listen to it all because I would have done nothing else. But I think I've got an order in there somehow, and I'm going to be getting the whole package. So I'm very excited to be able to have that and listen to it on airplanes and so on. And you mentioned people that I think one of the things that happens as you move along on this path is that I've heard Oprah talk about this many, many times, and we've talked about it together as well, is that you start to have this awareness that it's not about me. It's about serving. It's about reaching out. That's what the higher message is as well, where the inner mantra becomes, how may I serve, rather than what's in it for me, which is what the ego is always saying. And so you get to a point in your life where you realize that helping other people and assisting other people to get their messages out and so on. And you mentioned two of them, Anita Morjani, who was in Hong Kong, I got something that was sent to me by Mira Kelly, who's also a Hay House author now, who I've been promoting as well on past life regression. And she sent me something on Anita Morjani that was on the internet, and I looked it up, and then I called you, and we talked about doing a book on her experience, because it was just so absolutely miraculous that she had been, in a coma, and she was, in end-stage cancer, and down to 82 pounds, and there was no way that she was going to survive. In fact, she only had a few hours left. They even wrote that on her medical record. And she had this amazing experience, this near-death experience, and so I contacted her, and then a few years before that, I was giving a talk out in New York for the Omega Institute, and this statuesque, beautiful black woman from Africa was standing in the back, and she noticed people coming up to me, and her name is Immaculee Ilibagiza. I put both of these people on different public television specials that I've had, and Immaculee's story is equally astounding and enchanting, and it's filled with love and forgiveness. And she was in the midst of the Holocaust that took place back in 1991 in Rwanda, and had to hide for 90 days in a bathroom with six other women. Almost starved to death because there was this tribal warfare going on between the Hutus and the Tutsis, and she was a Tutsi woman, and close to 90% of all the Tutsis were just exterminated with machetes and so on, and she just managed to survive that and to forgive the people who wiped out her family. So I decided, I know it's not what the World Summit's about, but I wanted to mention it.
Well, they're both in the World Summit, too.
Yes,
so that's
they are.
Amazing. I mean, they never thought that they would be, millions of people would be able to listen to them from around the world, for sure.
Exactly. And so is Mira.
Mira is also, too.
Also part of the World Summit. And so Last year I did a new program on divine love on Maui. Every year, I think it's, what, about 6 years now, Reed?
Yeah.
5 or 6 years.
I think this is the seventh year this year.
Is it the seventh year?
Well, January 2014 is the seventh year.
Yeah, and what we do is we used to do it in October, but then we decided to move it to January, which is the very center of the middle of the whale season, when all the humpback whales come from Alaska, so they're here. So we include a whale watch with it as well. And this year I'm going to do another seminar on divine love, because last year's was so successful. And it's a book that I've got in my mind to work on. In fact, I'm working on it. I was working on it an hour ago. So I've invited Anita and I've invited Immaculate both to come and share their story and to talk about divine love and forgiveness and more than that, how to implement it and put it into your own life. So all of you out there listening from anywhere around the world, if you want to be in one of the most beautiful, consistently rated the most beautiful beach and the most beautiful place to be in the world, come to Maui, where I spend a lot of my time next January. And it'll be myself and Anita and Immaculate. It's going to be just a one-of-a-kind seminar. It will only be done once ever. So you're all welcome to come. So put it on your calendar, and we'll see you here. It's at the Westin, right next door to where I do my writing.
Yep, it'll be amazing. Oh, my God. I mean, that's going to be one heck of a seminar. And talk about the three of you about divine love. That'll be unbelievable.
Right. And these are really and that's been one of the things that I have really taken it upon myself. And you know who else was like that as Louise? For most of her professional life, after she became very well established, she made it her mission, her dharma, to bring new voices and new faces and new ideas to this whole world of higher consciousness and spirituality and healing our planet and healing our bodies and making ourselves into much more higher functioning people and ridding the world and within ourselves of all of the anger and the rage and so on that seems to, and the toxic way of eating and thinking and so on. And Louise has just always been out there as someone who's like, let's bring this person here. They've got a great story to tell. And that's basically, I think, what was behind the World Summit.
Exactly.
Isn't it,
Rita? That's why she did it, is she wanted to. Yeah. She says everyone has the same message, they just say it a different way, and you relate
right.
to one and not another, and she's not here to choose which one you should relate to, but she wants to present all the messages out there in the world and let you decide which one affects your life. And today we're going to take some calls from those of you that have listened to the World Summit and just hear who your favorite speaker was or conversation was and what you might have learned from that. We just want to hear about what you've experienced with the World Summit today. If you want to talk to Wayne about other things, he has a radio show every Monday at 1 o'clock Pacific, and you can call him there and he's happy to give you other advice. But today we're just going to talk about the World Summit. And if you want to call, it's 1-888-743-1998. Or if you're out of the United States, that's for the U.S. and Canada. And if you're out of the United States, it's 760-918-4344. But yeah, so Louise, and I also remember a few other people that you and Louise have helped promote over the years. I remember this lady that no one knew named Carolyn Mace when you and Louise listened to her tape set, and we brought her to Atlanta where we had about 4,000 people, and you and Louise, they were all there to see you too. But Carolyn still talks about it to this day, how she was just blown away when she walked on that stage. And this guy from India named Deepak Chopra,
right? He was totally unknown at the time. I was speaking down in Australia. It was 1990, I believe it was, and they invited me to come down. I said, I'm not going to come unless you put on the program this fellow from India who's just got a great message, the person down there, Terry Butler. He said, no, we're not going to do that. We want you to come down there. I said, well, it's going to be, I want the world to know about this man. And sure enough, he was, he came down there and, look at today. He's, a genuine superstar in this field.
Yep, I remember having him in San Francisco, you and Louise both promoting him, and we sold all his books before he even came on stage because you guys believed in him so much, and no one had ever even heard of him before at that point. So,
and also another person who was in the World Summit was Bruce Lipton.
Yeah, and he's another one.
Had written a self-published book on the biology of belief, and I read through it and told, you know, said to you, you know, let's just do something with this, you know, and that's really a part of, as I said, what Oprah says all the time. It's about giving back. It's about giving a voice. It's about opening doors and reaching out for other people rather than thinking, you know, what's in it for me, and I'm in competition with all those people, and if I introduce them, then they're going to sell more books than I do, and that's always the ego at work, isn't it? It works on every level. I mean, it's like it works at the very highest levels. When I talk about an Oprah Winfrey, it doesn't get much higher than that. And the kinds of work and Louise and so on that we're doing, and it works in everybody's individual lives as well, is that you ultimately begin to have an awareness that higher consciousness is not about what's in it for you and what I can get and getting ahead of other people and competing and winning and accumulating and so on. It's about serving. It's about reaching out. And of course, you know, that's one of the reasons I came to Hay House, you know, many, many years ago. I had been in New York publishing for years and decided that I wanted to be with people and with a company, with people like yourself and people like Louise and bring to Hay House some of these people. So when I came, a lot of other people came along as well saying, well, if Wayne can go, I think, you know, it's a place that I'll go as well. And look at Hay House today.
And one of the things we said we were going to talk about a little bit today when we were telling people about this was your brand new book that actually is 100% done at this point, but we won't be able to release until March of 2014. It's called I Can See Clearly Now. And we promised everyone that you would share one of the stories from that book. And I think this is the perfect segue for that, because this story happened literally right before you came to Hay House.
And it happened at about the same time. Yeah. I'll just say a little bit about this book, because I'm already talking about another book that I'm working on.
Don't be talking about that one. Let's talk about this one.
My kids all say, Dad, that you're doing all of this stuff so fast and you can't stop because you're in God's waiting room, you know? And he's like, he's got his hand on your shoulder and saying, come on. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I've still got things I got to say before I check back in with God. You know, it's like one of my favorite stories is what my kids sent me on my 70th birthday. They sent me a birthday card. I was speaking in North Carolina, and I opened up the birthday card, and it said, inside of this birthday card is a very special message from God. And it was signed by all of my kids. And I thought, isn't that wonderful? And I opened up the card, and it said, see you soon. Happy birthday. I have felt an incredible calling, and last June, almost a year ago to the day, it was the 26th of June last year, you and I were talked, as we do every day, and we just talked about any number of things, and I said, you know, we talked about this whole idea of looking at the events and the circumstances and the people that show up in your life and seeing that... while there's, you know, that there's two kinds of time. There's like this horizontal cause and effect time, like I did this and then that happened and I did this, and when I was 12 I did that, and then when I was 23, and there's like that horizontal time, but there's also a vertical line, a vertical time that represents not chronological time, not cause and effect time, but eternal time. And you get to a point where you start to realize that within the context of all the choices that you're making throughout your entire life, there's also a tapestry to it all. And you know, in the Tao Te Ching, a book that I wrote a book about that, you know, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, that one of the great books ever written back 2,500 years ago, Lao Tzu, this great Chinese scholar, said, you're not really doing anything. You're just being done. And there's a part of you that realizes within a context of making choices, there's also everything's just all handled for you, and there's this eternal time, which is like there is no back and forth, and there is no there's no past and no future. It's all happening at once. So June the 27th, after you and I talked about this idea, I woke up in the morning and something just got a hold of me, and I started writing about what I thought of as the significant people, the most important events, the circumstances, the things that just showed up in my life, and how it happened when I lived in an orphanage, and what happened, you know, when I was when I got into trouble when I was a teenager in school, and the kinds of learnings I had when I was in the military for 4 years on active duty was one of the great periods in my life, even though I didn't want to be in there at all. But how much I learned there, and starting college in my 20s, and then becoming a school teacher, and ultimately, you know, going on for a PhD and becoming a professor, and, you know, getting married, having children, all of these kinds of things. And it's like I, you know, there were always turns that I was making. And then it was actually the year 2001, and something happened in my life. I wrote actually 58 chapters, and they're all short chapters in this book, I can see clearly now. And the emphasis on writing this book was really not so much to tell a memoir, and it's because it's not an autobiography. It's to get people to realize that there's something happening in every moment of your life. And all of the things that seem to really come along that turn you in a certain direction, you know, you're heading this way and all of a sudden something says turn right, and you're still so busy focused on going straight, and the energy is like, make this turn, do this, take this job opportunity, try this or whatever. And then you look back on it and you can see how important it was. And what I want to teach people with this book is like, take a look in the moment at whatever it is, especially if there's such a calling to do it and you can't seem to resist the calling. And know that this is God speaking to you and saying, this is what you signed up for. And sometimes the things that we sign up for or that happen to us don't, you know, they don't seem to be the ideal things, you know. And what I signed up for apparently in 2001, just as the year that I came to Hay House, was my wife and I separated. And it came totally out of the blue. I was 61 years old. I had, you know, we'd been together for like 25 years. We had 7 children that we raised. You just think by the time you're 61 years old, you know, the relationship stuff is pretty well settled, you know, and you don't have breakups and meet other people and so on. But sure enough, my wife did meet someone that she fell in love with and cared very much about. And we separated, and I take total responsibility for my role in all of that. You know, and this is a woman that we are still separated, and it's 13 years later, and she's still with this person, but we're very, very close. We speak every day, and we have a great, loving relationship. In fact, many times in the summertime, we'll come and spend several weeks together as a family, and I look forward to all those times. So we're actually closer as a result. But at the time, back in 2001, and you remember this, Reed,
yeah.
It was a total shock to me. I had never thought about divorce. We had always said we will never separate. We brought too many children into this world. We love each other. Whatever disputes come along, we'll figure them out. You know, if there's obstacles, we'll work them through. We'll talk about it. And we did that. But something else was a bigger hand was moving the checkers around, if you will, on this checkerboard called our life. And my wife met this person and decided that she was going to, we were going to separate and she was going to have a relationship. And it was probably the closest I've ever been to being in what is called clinical depression. I know about this because I studied it a lot at the university in my doctoral studies. And I was in a place where I just simply couldn't, I couldn't find the life. I couldn't find the spark that had always been there in my life. And I was sad, and I started to lose weight. I lost almost 30 pounds. People thought that I had some kind of terminal illness. I put the covers over my head every day. I just couldn't imagine my life without, in this kind of circumstances. It was it went on for about a year. And finally, one day, one of my kids said to me, we were here on Maui for the summer, and she said to me, Dad, she said, you know, maybe you should try writing your way out of this. You know, it's like you just seem so sad all the time. And I had been carrying around a quotation from Carlos Castaneda in my pocket for maybe 6 or 8 months, and it was about intention. And basically the quote, I don't have it verbatim in front of me, but it was, basically saying that in the universe there is a field from which all things are intended and to which all things return. And this field that sorcerers call this field intent. And intention is not something that you do. Intention is something that you connect to, this field of intention. And it has great power in it when you're really connected to it. And one of the ways that you do this is you begin to think like the source of all things thinks. And I was thinking we were going through all the people that have been, come to Hay House. Esther Hicks, who does the work with Abraham, was also another person that we brought to Hay House. Yeah. And enlarged her audience from, a few thousand to a few million, and maybe even a billion before it's over. I mean, this is one of the great teachers on our planet today, great teachings from Abraham. And at any rate, so I just started thinking about intention in a new way, and I again woke up one day, and I just sat down and I just started writing this idea. I sent an outline to you. You and I talked about it, Reed, and it was it really brought me out of a funk that I had been in for probably 18 months, maybe even two and a half years. And I noticed the changes that began to take place in me. I've often quoted Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, when she said, if you shield the mountain from the windstorms, you'll never see the beauty of the carvings. And there are storms that show up in our life. And this was a big, big, big storm in my life. And I was so busy trying not to have our children be impacted by this. My youngest daughter was 11 at the time. And then I had a 13-year-old and a 15 and a 17 and a 19-year-old. And we worked at, we love our children very much, and our children are all very, very, very close to us. And it was, this whole experience turned me into a very, very different person. I noticed that I was becoming softer when I was giving my speeches, more tender, more considerate of others, less making fun. It made me into a better person this fall, and it elevated me into a higher place. And I look back now at the tapestry of my life, and I wrote about this, and I can see clearly now, and I can see how many books have emerged, and how many lectures and films that we've done, and so many things, and even the focus of my life and the talks and so on, and even the people that I have met since then, and the relationships that I've been in, all of this is part of the perfection of it all. And if I hadn't gone through that separation, and if Marcy hadn't met this gentleman that she loved and still loves, I would have gone down a totally different path. It was like, and that's what I wanted to write about, and I can see clearly now. It isn't just the diamonds that show up in your life. It's the stones as well, and the stones have just as much to teach us as the diamonds, speaking metaphorically. And my entire life was definitely improved upon as a result of that experience. And it was truly one of the signature moments in my life of the 58 that I wrote about, and I can see clearly now.
The amazing thing about that book, I've read every page of it, and I think it's one of your best books, is that you write it from the standpoint first of going through the story, and then afterwards what you could have learned from it. And there's so many stories in there. Like, I've been talking to you every day for 20 years. I didn't know half the story. So, I mean, it's
right.
It's really amazing. And I think all of us can go back in our life, and if we really take the time and see this thing that happened that might have been good or bad, and then how it affects us later. And I think that's the amazing part about that book. And I think people are going to love it when it comes out in March. And thank you so much for telling that story.
Oh, you're welcome. Even when I went back, Reed, and as I was writing, because I wrote this whole book. I mean, it's going to be it's a big book. It's going to be about 500 pages.
Yeah.
It was just amazing, and that's after cutting it down and editing it down. But what's really amazing about this kind of an experience is as I was going through all of these different phases in my life and these experiences, when I got to the time when I started writing, I would pull the book out. Like, I would pull out Your Erroneous Zones. I would pull out real magic. I would pull out pulling your own strength, and as I was reading, I would go through the book and I'd start getting engrossed in it. I'd look at it, and then when I pulled out The Power of Intention, this book that was the result of my going into, you know, having this storm in my life that I finally was able to turn into you know, into something positive for myself and begin to see the beauty of the carvings. I would read back through Power of Intention, and I would say to myself, who wrote this? This is so good. I can't even believe that this came through me. I didn't even know that I knew this. It was almost as if this hand of God or this hand of the source was taking care of all of it for you. I've often said that God writes all the speeches and writes all the books and delivers all the talks and builds all the bridges and builds all the companies like Hay House and so on. And that when you step back from it and you realize this wasn't me, this wasn't this little ego of mine that was making all of these things happen. This was the hand of something very divine, the same hand that brought me into this world from an infinite space and to which I will return. So often as you look back at the tapestry of your life, you begin to realize that it wasn't even you doing these things.
Yep, it's amazing. Well, we have a whole bunch of people here that want to talk to you about the World Summit, and so I want to take a few of them and let them hear what they liked about it and just see. And we're going to start off on line 10 with Patricia from Senegal, Africa.
Oh, my goodness, from Senegal in Western Africa. Hmm.
Patricia, hi.
How are you? I'm delighted to have this opportunity to connect with you. And I want to thank you so very much. I started to come to Senegal in 2001 as a grad student studying development and have found that I've been called to service here. I've been here now since December. I didn't plan it that way, but I was able to yield to the reality that is what was to be, and had a wonderful girlfriend who contacted me and sent me the link to the summit at a time when I really, really needed it. I am familiar with Hay House. My favorite authors there were Doreen Virtue and Wayne Dyer, of course, and Louise Hay. But this summit gave me the opportunity to discover a whole list of other individuals who have something to share that I think would be meaningful to me. Particularly, I was inspired by a conversation that Carolyn Mice had, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, and finally had a chance to figure out how I'm supposed to do the I am that I am breathing, which Wayne had introduced me to, and I had only brought two CDs here, and one of them was I Am Wishes Fulfilled Meditations. My girlfriend gave it to me. She said, Pat, I think this is something that you would like to do. And so I just want to say that in my journey, I see all of you as my friends. When I'm trying to attain a certain level of accomplishments or achievement and I compare myself to where you are, all of you producing and sharing your knowledge with the world in the way that you are, I am now able to see myself as a part of you and you as a part of me. And I pray for you the same way I pray for family members, especially you, Wayne, when in one of your books you describe one of the struggles that you were having. So I just thank you so very much for giving me this opportunity to share my thoughts and feelings with you today.
Oh, that's such a lovely comment all the way from Africa. And that I Am Wishes Fulfilled Meditation that you mentioned, Patricia, is something that I do every single morning, and I do it every evening as well. It's really it's almost a way of connecting and making conscious contact with God. It's one of the most beautiful sounds that I've ever heard, and I use it as I describe it on the CD with James Twyman. So I encourage all of you to pick up that and get meditation, whatever meditation you use, but use meditation as a way of, you know, connecting to and finding, you know, your own dharma.
Thank you for producing this, all the work and effort that all of you have invested to make this available to all of us in those 200-plus countries. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, Patricia, and I'm so happy that you were able to discover so many different people listening to the summit. That was one of the main goals that Louise had when she did it. And I'm thrilled that you were able to do that. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, and hopefully you'll tune in next year when we do it again.
Patricia says, I love you.
Thank you. How do you say that in Senegalese?
Well, I'm American. Buganala.
Buganala. I like that.
All right.
Buganala to you, too. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. We're going to go to line 9. I think it's Eleni from Australia.
Good morning. Well, good morning to me.
And what's your name?
Eleni.
Eleni, okay. And so you got a chance to listen to the World Summit down in Australia?
I did. I actually have only stumbled across Hay House for the past few weeks. And it's really been through Doreen Virtue's cards that I've had for about 10 years.
Right.
And I was looking up the internet to see if I could link up a little bit more information from Doreen, and I found Hay House. And suddenly found the app to your radio, live radio, which I stream every day. I can't stop listening to it. And I love the summit, and I think Doreen's speech really put me in touch with intuition.
Right.
It was actually my birthday on the 31st of May, and I got on that day a whole heap of bills, and I put them aside, and I said, no, I'm not going to open them on my birthday, no way. I lost my mum in December last year. And there was an envelope there from the nursing home she was in, so I definitely didn't want to open that one. Anyway, a few days later, I finally opened it, and I had been reading the Hay House events in Australia, and there's one coming up in August that I wanted to go to, as well as a writer's workshop, and I thought, no, well, if I ever get any extra money, I'll definitely go, because I think it'll be great. And sure enough, in that envelope was a check, not a bill.
That's fantastic. So we'll see you. Wayne and I will both be down there in August. So,
definitely, right, we'll be in Melbourne and Sydney.
I'm not a writer, but I just want to be there at the workshop, and who knows?
You never know. We might convince you that you can be a writer.
Right.
It's wonderful. Look, I'm from a Greek background, and I've had this little saying that's been coming into my head the past few days. And he always used to say, pan metron ariston. And in Greek, that kind of means, you know, everything in its own time. So
right.
I'm really happy that I've linked with you all. And thank you, Dr. Dyer, for your movie, The Shift. I saw that the other day. I loved it.
Which one?
The Shift?
Yes.
Oh, it's down there. It's called Ambition to Meaning, I think, in Australia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I really.
Well,
really
I won't quote your Greek. Was it Greek that you were speaking? But there is a line. There's a song that they used to sing. It's called Que Sera Sera. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have.
That whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que Sera Sera. There it is. Thank you,
there
sweetheart.
It is. Thank you so much. It was
Thank
wonderful.
You. God bless you, dear.
God bless you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What happens? I know you're going to go to another call quickly, but what happens to this? I mean, it's like, you're going to do this on an annual basis? Number one, and can people just get a hold of this? I mean, how does it work? Is it?
Well, we right now.
I don't even know. Honestly.
Yeah, we have. I talked to Louise on Tuesday actually, and we have packages available that people can buy, so they can pay and they can download the summit and keep it. There's 110 hours that they pay. Mm-hmm. It's $200 plus there's all kinds of bonuses they get on top of that. And literally I bought it myself. I paid for it on Tuesday.
I think I did too. I think you took it out of my check.
And because I wanted to support the Louise Hay Foundation.
The foundation,
Yeah, the Hay Foundation that we were doing on Tuesday to help raise money for that, and we ended up raising $100,000. Wow. To help the foundation. So I bought it, and what I did is downloaded it onto my iTunes, and so now it's on my iPad and my iPhone. But there's so
like any
much.
Time you can just put on any one of the 110 hours, you can just plug it in.
Yeah, you can listen to any one. And like Louise said at the in our last call, you know, you could listen to each of them three or four times because you're going to hear something that can help you each time you listen to it, because there's so much in the hours, because each of the hours, as most of the people know who are listening and listen, there's so many things you can do to change your life. It's not just a conversation, but there's meditations or exercises or all different things. And each conversation addresses different areas of your life. So it's great. Mm-hmm. And another thing that Louise suggested, which I thought was fantastic, was that people can get a group together, like even get together and each put money in and buy the summit. But really, her suggestion was to listen to it together and then talk about it and actually practice it and help each other really learn from it. Right. And I thought that was a great idea.
For those of us who are not in the downloading world, you know, can like I
you're getting CDs. You told me you
that's
wanted CDs, which that one's more expensive, but I figured you could afford it, so you're good.
Oh, geez.
So yeah, the CD in the CDs, you get the CDs and the downloads, but you can just use the CDs.
It's really like
want.
Getting a library, isn't it? Of
yeah,
some of the top thinkers in the world on virtually every subject. Imagine if we could get the whole world to have this kind of a summit.
Yeah,
you know, instead of the summit that we're always talking about as who our enemies are and so on. It's like how aligned all of us are.
Yeah, a lot of the comments were about that too. It's like they just feel better after doing it. They're you know, they've already seen shifts in their life just in the 10 days. So I love seeing all that. That's my favorite part of being at Hay House, is going to all the workshops and then hearing the people come up to you and say, oh, I read The Power of Intention and it changed my life. I read Heal Your Life and it changed my life. All the different authors, because even though I didn't write the books, at least I helped get them out there, and it makes me feel good. And I know it must make you guys feel great when they come up there and say it. But
that's what I was talking about at the beginning. That's what you begin to realize. The further along you get on this path, the more you realize it's not about yourself. It's really about serving. And that's not just for famous authors and speakers and so on. It's in every single person listening. You start to realize that your happiness, your fulfillment, your joy, your healing of your life always comes when you let go of your ego, when you stop thinking about what's in it for me and start to asking yourself the question, you know, how may I serve? How can I make somebody else's life better? So that's what we're all doing, you know, in one way or another. Some just have a bigger stage. But that's what we're all doing.
Yeah, that's great. All right, let's go to Paul in Canada. Line one.
Hi, how are you guys tonight? It's such a privilege to be here with you both.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I listened to as much of the summit as I could possibly while I was doing renovations around my house. And it was just amazing, I have to say. There were so many different perspectives on how to be free, how to be me, how to be, you know, one with the divine and all that kind of stuff. It was just so enlivening and enlightening, I have to say.
Oh.
Did you have a favorite conversation or a special moment in there?
There were so many of them in there, but I kind of have to say, if I had to choose one in particular, it was with Greg Braden about who am I, who are we, what science tells us about ourselves and our world in crisis. And it was quite interesting, I found, with him and Michael Neal.
Can you talk just a little louder into your phone?
Sure thing. How's that?
Perfect.
There, yeah, that's
okay.
Better. Yeah.
And yeah, it was wonderful how they came across with the interview. I mean, so strong in what they believe in as far as being able to present and all the life that. It was just, I found it so uplifting as well as mentally stimulating. So that was terrific. And for me, I found, like, I just give you a quick little history on myself. I recently let go from a 14-year position in the Canadian financial industry, and I've been studying Reiki and reflexology, so I decided I'm going to shift into becoming a holistic. And it was through the listening to the summit that I realized I have so much to say that I decided I would start writing about my personal experiences in bringing me to a lot of this, because I was kind of raised in a healing by design, a modality called healing by design. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of given to me by guardian angels, as one might say, and through meditation and the likes of that. So I've been doing this for a very long time, but I'm really nervous about, I have to say, exposing myself in for such a belief system and all that stuff. Do you have any advice as to how I can get over myself, I guess I could say?
Yeah, well, you already have the answer to that. You know, just keep your focus on your purpose and listen. And get your ego out of it, and just know that if you have a strong inner desire to be, you know, making this kind of shift in your life, nothing can stop it. And it's like you'll find your excitement. As Reed said, we're not going to go into these kind of, you know, deep details, because that's not what this hour is about. But call my radio show any Monday, and I'll be happy to talk to you more about that. Especially this whole idea of what if something is exciting to you and makes you feel good. The reason that it's exciting, the reason that it feels good within you, is because it aligns you with who you really are. Who you really are is this being that has no form and is here to just reach out and serve others. And when you're doing that, that's what even Reed was saying, nothing makes him feel better than to know we have an idea and then people call in and say, look how my life was changed. That's your excitement. That's what we're all about. But anyway, thanks for your great call, Paul.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it
Paul.
So much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. God bless you, my friend.
Let's go to Pompano Beach, Florida, line two. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Laveda.
Hi, Laveda. What did you like about the summit?
Well, I am so thrilled that y'all decided to do this. Really. Of course, Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, Louise Hay, Cheryl Richardson, John Holland, James Van Prague. I just had trouble fitting it all in.
Yes, that is the issue.
It was a very short time for so many wonderful speakers.
That's the issue. That's why we made those downloads available. You got to get those downloads and you'll have a year's worth of enjoyment.
Well, yes, indeed. And it makes it so much more beneficial knowing that a lot of the proceeds are going to the Hay Foundation.
Right.
For sure.
But let me tell you,
the reason I called in is I know that Wayne was speaking on his book. I can see clearly now today.
Mm.
And just the most amazing things have happened in the last year. And right around the time that he was deciding to write the book, and in fact on the radio show he had just mentioned the name that he would be calling it. And on June 25th of last year, it was like this overwhelming inspiration when you mentioned what you were going to be calling the book.
Hmm.
And I know it was channeled from God. There's no other way to express it. But I wrote a song. And in the I called it I Can See Clearly Now. But in your subsequent shows, you started feeding the exact lyrics that I had written. And it just goes to show me we all are connected. We all are one.
Hmm.
Across the miles. And it's just amazing how God works in our lives.
It really is. There's never a day that goes by that I don't just stop and say, I never use the word unbelievable, because if you say something's not believable, then you'll attract more evidence that you can't believe it. But it's astounding. It really is. I just had an experience just the other day of someone had written me a letter and I had put it down and I just couldn't respond to it because I get so much mail, and I just picked it up and I looked at it, and somewhere on that letter it said that I'm going to be on the island of Maui between June 6th and the 12th, and this was June the 8th, and I thought, I'll just give her a little call and just leave a message. And I left a message. I went for a walk, and on the way back from the walk, the woman is, I run into her and I start talking to her, and finally I said, is your name Hannah? And she said, yeah, that's my, I said, I just called you a few minutes ago, and I never walk at this time of day. And, you know, and that's what I mean about seeing more clearly now. It's like all of these things that you think you're in charge of your life, and you're making these, you're doing this and you're doing that. And when you surrender, you know, in the recovery movement, we call it, when you let go, and you let God, and you really trust in that, man, that's exactly what you're describing. And that's what so many of the people on the World Summit would talk about as well, is that you can see how it's all connected. And you think, I'm doing all of this, it's me, me, me. And the fact is that you're not doing anything. You're just being done. And who you are isn't even this body you're in. You don't even have any control over that. It's just going to do what it's going to do. And, you know, I got hair falling out of my head and growing in my ears. I mean, what's that about? You know, it's like, you know, and well, on my shirt.
It's so true that when you listen, and you listen, and I think Doreen Virtue touched on that during the summit.
Yeah.
She's like, listen. If you listen, and it's amazing.
Well, I hope you get the downloads because, you know, there's an awful lot in there. I'm very excited to be able to have those and just put them on anytime I want.
Well, I will definitely do that. And the downloads are very easy, by the way, to do.
Yeah.
I just got a cell phone recently. Okay. I'm still, you know, dialing with my finger. I don't even push buttons.
But if my daughter, with you, I'm going to be sending you this song because I think it was something.
Well, there is a song called I Can See Clearly Now.
Well, yes, but this is a little different because the lyrics go, when I look back on my life and the arrangement of the pieces, how they fell into place so perfectly.
Right. Well, that's
great.
People
I encountered, the events that took place, made me who I was meant to be.
It's interesting, LaVita, because I was wondering what I was going to call this book. Reed and I talked about it as the idea, and I didn't want to write an autobiography, and I didn't want to write a memoir, but I also want to point out this is what happened, and then 10 years later, how it's all related and all of that. And I kept saying to Reed, what am I going to call this? And I always like to have a title because I like to have the book jacket in front of me as I write so that it's already finished in my mind. And I just couldn't think of a title. And I went for a swim in the ocean. I came back and I was going to just sit in the hot tub and just sort of contemplate on it. And while I was doing that, I was humming this song. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. And I'm humming that song. And it's like, I don't even know that song. I was humming those words. And I picked up when I got back up. I don't know if you remember, Reed. I picked up the phone and I called you. I said, I've got the title. And where did you come from? I said, I have no idea. I was humming the song. And it's a perfect because and that became the title. And that's how I organized the entire book. Just telling a little story. And then going back and saying, I can see clearly now why this all happened and who was in charge here and, you know, and what are the lessons to be learned from our entire life, everything that's taking place in it, you know. So
it's a divine master plan.
It really is.
It really is.
Thanks. I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Reed. Thank you, Wayne. Have a blessed evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you, dear.
Mm-hmm. We're going to move on to Brazil on line 9.
Oh, my goodness. This
Simone.
Is a world summit, isn't it?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
You're in Brazil?
Oh, my God. I'm very, very touched now. I'm talking to you guys.
I love it.
I can't believe I can see clearly now, Doc.
Can you? Yeah. Can you see John of God? Do you know who John of God is from Brazil?
John of God? Yeah.
Yeah, who lives in how do you say it? Abajania? Abajania?
Amazonia.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. I mean, he's one of the great healers in the world, I'll tell you.
Oh, yes, John of God. That's João de Deus, and he's from Amazonia.
Amazonia? Is that what you say? I thought it was Abadania,
yeah,
whatever.
Amazonia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
met him, but he's really, really famous. I know.
He is. Well, he helped me. I was diagnosed with leukemia, and in fact, I think we may have talked about that, Reed, in the interview that we did on the World Summit.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, nice, very nice. But what I want to tell, Doc, very, very short, but I just want to say that I'm very touched to talk with you right now, and I was in Hawaii for 4 years, from 1998 to 2002, and I knew nothing of health or anything, and I got very sick. And my first doctor, she gave me all the lessons that Carolyn Miss had on that time. And then these days, I found a summit going on, and I was so surprised and so happy to see all this movement going. And then I listened to her lecture again, and it was so nice to see that nothing has changed, that everything is changing at the same time. She was teaching new things with the same basis that she had 13 years ago, and I can listen to it now and feel that it falls different inside of me, and I can teach people about it, because I became a therapist myself because of my illness and the illness I had. So I'm still fighting against it, but it's amazing to see all these doctors coming. And what I want to tell you, doctor, is that I heard of Carolyn Miss, and I heard of Louise Hay in Brazil, and then Deepak Chopra, and then Eckhart Tolle, but I never heard of you.
Well, that,
and then, yeah,
that's a very big club, okay, of people who haven't heard of me.
I don't know why I never heard of you before. And then
my kids, all of their friends say that. Who are you? You're not famous. Well, in my mind, yeah. I am.
And now I see this guy speaking, and I feel so much love, and I feel all these things happening. And now I was listening to your words before, and then I hear that you introduced the Deepak Chopra. I said, oh, my God, how I missed you all this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he became happy with, yeah, sorry.
No, I'm just saying he became one of my best friends and a mentor, and we put out programs together, and we're going to be on stage together, in fact, down in Melbourne in a few weeks. So
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to say, how touched I am with all this summit and all this that's going on, because for some time it seemed that it was too difficult, and all of a sudden I see that's all going easier and easier. And I feel very happy for that. And I want to thank you and all these doctors
you're
that
so
came
welcome.
Before, all these people that came before.
Did you listen to any of the, during the World Summit, were you able to listen to any? And did any of them impact you? Did you have a favorite?
I listened to Carolyn Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I think I listened two more, but I don't remember now because mm-hmm. I was so surprised yesterday. Because I was looking for somebody to listen, and then I listened to her. Oh, I don't remember his name, but it was about the genetics. We're not, we have to be like lords of our genetics and not submitted to them.
Oh, that's Bruce Lipton.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Epigenetics, awesome. Right. Yeah, he's a brilliant man. He was another person that we brought to Hay House, you know. I just happened to read one of the things that he had written on the biology belief, put him on my public television special, and now he's, he's an international celebrity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I spent like a whole day just listening to your videos because I was oh, my God, I have to listen to this one. Now this one.
That's
and
great.
It was very clear. It was very nice.
Well, that's awesome. So great.
Well, thank you very much for calling all the way from Brazil, and I'm glad you enjoyed the summit.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
God bless you, dear.
Let's talk to Lydia in Tucson, Arizona, on line 3. Hello, Lydia.
Hi, good afternoon. I am Lydia with Tucson. Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'm grateful to speak with you. What a blessing it is to finally get to talk with you over the phone. I've followed you for many years and overcome many adversities in my life, and I really feel like you talking about I am being a center of God and that God is within us is so powerful and meaningful to me, just from my religious background, growing up Catholic and raised Catholic and gone through parochial schools all my life through high school. And in my life, however, it's been a struggle because I've had various things happen to me, such as being molested and getting experiences, exposures, but not really feeling like I fit in. And last position I held was high corporate level, and being the only female on the management team, feeling bullied and not accepted. And it was a really rough job. So I took a layout package, and I just really prayed heavily to God to find my path and my vision and my way. And I saw our priest's 50th ordination, and it was in his message that he said, "It's in serving you, the people, that helped me be successful for 50 years. And I said, "Oh my goodness, that is it. That I have to some way find some way, like you say, Wayne, get rid of the ego and serve people." And I went to bed that night praying and asking God to show me a path of what I'm meant to do in my life. And mm-hmm. it was meant to open up a resale sports store called Reactivate. And that also came to me through a vision. We didn't have the right name. And all of a sudden, I was thinking one day, and I was like, Wonder Twins, and saying, instead of saying activate, I said reactivate. And it's like, where did that come from? You know, it was divine blessing. And just committed to, the, you know, being divinely guided. But part of that in me also is fear. And I knew that with this vision, somebody with multi-millions, because I took a buyout package and used this buyout package to start my business, somebody with multi-millions would steal my idea. And that's exactly what happened. And I don't know if I manifested that, or is just intuition guiding me that, whoa, you got to get your mark on, because somebody's going to take this with bigger money mm-hmm. and be able to expand it. And that's what happened. And so I'm like, okay, so then I can't think about them. I have to get them out of the equation, get them out of my mind, and just focus on what's important in my journey and what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to serve people and do good in life. And that's the thing that has been a struggle for me, because I really feel like I have undergone so much in life that I'm very generous and kind and loving, and I'm reaching out to people constantly. We're taking care of a foster child now. And then in our business model, our whole thing is giving our sports clothing away and donate it so people live more active, healthier lifestyles, and teach them about that and taking care of their bodies and mind. And along with, you know, giving these donations of clothing to lower economic communities. And yet sometimes there's like a struggle of like this resistance and compete versus complete. Not sure what, you know, what that's right. going, or what's holding.
You know what you're describing, dear. You're describing getting rid of fear. So much of the things that you're afraid of, somebody's going to steal your ideas, you know, somebody's going to harm you. And as you get less and less, you know, comfortable with fear, and more comfortable with being in a universe that will support you, and not even worrying about it's like, I never worry about any of my ideas being stolen, because they're not my ideas in the first place. I mean, I don't even know where these words are coming from that are coming out of my mouth right now. It's like, we're all just being guided by something that we're all connected to. And if we stop fighting each other and live from that place, that sounds like what you've been doing. Thanks for your great call. Really appreciate it. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll do one more call. The whole hour is flying by, but we'll talk to Dawn in Connecticut and hear what she has to say about, or he has to say, she has to say about the World Summit.
Hello.
How are you? Did you have a chance to listen to the summit?
I sure did. I listened to so many different people, but Wayne, it's an honor, an absolute honor, to actually speak with you. I said to my husband last week, I said, someday before I transcend to the other side, I hope to hug Wayne Dyer.
So it's my goodness.
For now, I get to talk to you. I just want to tell you that the summit was phenomenal. I listened to so many different people, but Wayne, I have to say, you're the top of my list. My husband and I were actually able to see Immaculee at the Gunnery School in Washington, Connecticut, about a year ago.
Right.
She came and actually spoke, and it was phenomenal. And we need this type of access. When I say we, I mean the country, I mean the world.
Right.
Because we really need to be fed in love and understanding, and that we're really supposed to serve one another. And that I am just, like, so honored. Like, the tears are rolling down my face because I listen to you every night with the I Am Wishes Fulfilled meditation. I have followed you since Erroneous Zone. So that gives you some idea of my age.
You're an old lady, right?
Yeah, I'm an old lady.
Talking to an old man here.
I hear you. And Reed, I just want to say I had never actually heard of you before. And what you have done in putting, helping, you know, just make the summit happen, I really want to give kudos to you. I mean, all of the speakers were wonderful, and I listened. There were times where I listened to like 6 to 8 people a day.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm just so blessed to be able to speak with you. I'm still planning on hugging you one of these days, so you got to come to Connecticut.
You got it. Well, you're in Connecticut. I'll be in New York. When are we in New York?
I think in October or November, October. One of those two, we're going to be. If you go to thehayhouse.com and look under events, Wayne will be there at I Can Do It conference in New York City. You can come and hug him.
Oh,
not
that
only that,
fabulous.
What is your name, Dawn?
Dawn like the morning, D-A-W-N, Dawn
okay.
Cloud. Cloud like the sky.
All right, Dawn Cloud, I am going to gift you a, you are going to come as my guest to New York City on that day. You look it up, and when you get there, you just ask for Nancy or Reed and just tell them that I promised you this on the radio, and you will come in as my guest, okay?
Oh,
in
New wow, York City. I would love to.
But I have to have
so
that
much.
Big hug, okay?
All right, sweetheart.
Or if you just
thank
stay
you.
On hold, the operator will talk to you and get all your information,
we'll
and we'll
you,
send
right.
you the
we'll
ticket.
We'll put you on welcome. We'll
that
send you a
be
ticket.
That would fantastic.
You're on your way, beautiful.
That would be fantastic, and so I'm going to get to hug you.
You're going
to
get
a hug.
You
got it, my love.
I'm crying now.
Thank you.
I'm actually crying. I want to say bless you to all of you, and I love all of you, and love to every single person who got to listen, to every single person who called, and I just want to give peace and blessings to everyone.
Well, thank you so much,
Dawn. What a nice closing call.
Yeah, perfect one. Thank you, and hold on, okay?
You a hug too, Reed.
All right, thank you. I'll take it.
Hold on.
Hold on. All right. Well, we made it through our hour, and we heard a bunch of wonderful things from wonderful people. There's still people on hold from Peru and Trinidad, New York, Connecticut, Georgia, New Jersey, so all over the U.S. and the world. So we truly got a world summit, and I'm so excited about that. It was so fun. On Google Analytics, seeing all the different countries and places, and they have a little map, and it shows, you know, how many people listen from everywhere in the world, and it was so fun to see that map fill up and to have every single country represented. It helped make it a real world summit, which was phenomenal.
Google Analytics, is that what you just said? Right, I'm getting off this phone. I'm getting hives, breaking out in hives. Okay.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for spending the hour. Thank you so much for sharing the story from I Can See Clearly Now.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for putting on such an incredible event, and I'm happy to know that we're going to make it an annual thing. That's just great.
And don't worry, your CDs will be sent out. Actually, they probably were sent
actual,
out today.
They're actual real things.
CDs will be sent, and for all of you that haven't purchased yet, the products or the downloads or the CDs or the books will be available until Friday at midnight Pacific time, and then they're going to all go away. So if you're thinking about it, now's the time. As you say always on PBS, if you're sitting on the fence, now's the time to do it.
I've been sitting on the fence, but it doesn't make much sense because you keep me in suspense if you know it. Don't you know that? You're too young to even know that song.
I don't know that song, but I've heard you sing it a lot of times.
That's
on
right.
PBS. Yeah.
You never regret what you do. You only regret what you don't do. If you've been thinking about getting this would be the time to do it because it literally will not be available otherwise. So that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thanks, Reed.
Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. For more information, go to HayHouseWorldSummit.com.